So we'll do the Harsha first, and then we'll...
Remind me to think of
that. Okay. So we're going to go with Harsha first. Either way, I'm going to give you some Mar Makomos for Gemar Din, which I hope I have. I think I put them in here. Yeah. try to bear with me. I know it's a little hard to hear, but it can't be harder to hear than when you're 5,000 miles away, right? With regard to Gemar Din, it's an issue that comes up in the Gemara here on Samech Chesed Beis Samech Chesed Aleph. We're going to do it quickly. The Rashi Al Atar, in connection, of course, with Chazar Karen Lamailim, and the Gemara attempts to walk a very fine line, as we know, between Chayim Atalitin and Tzei Teinlo, in terms of Chazar Karen Lamailim on the one hand, and at the same time avoiding Chazar Karen Lamailim, at the same time not going so far that it's not considered Mechira or Tvicha, because it's considered a new Gzela, as opposed to a continuation of the Gneva. So that's the dilemma. So the Gemara makes a distinction, as we know, between Chai Batalit and Lein Tzei Teinlo. So that's what we want to look at just a little bit. Rashi Al Atar, Tosas, Tosar Ben Peretz, Rajba, the Raivin and the Meiri here, and Shin Kubetzis, it's page 233, column 1. And the Rashash also on the spot. And then a couple of parallel Gemaras. The Gemara Bat Metzia Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Tosis and Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz, and the Ritva there in Shidu Gubetzes. That's in Yud Zayin Amud Aleph Bat Metzia. Sanhedrin Vavu Amud Beis. That's with Rashi, Tosis. You do the Yad Ramah there. And also look at the Choshe Mishpat. Simen Yud Beis, Sif Beis, and the Shach Sif Katan Hay. Then the other sugya is on Sanhedrin Chav Dalid Amud Aleph, the Mishnah there. The Rambam Minoch Sanhedrin Perek Zayin Alacha Beis. And look at the Nosei Kelim on that. And look at the Nebuke Yosef also there on Chav Dalid Amud Aleph. And also the Rambam Sanhedrin Perek Chav Aleph Alacha Dalid. The Perkhov base halacha test, just to make a certain point. And also look at the parallel in Choshe Mishpat on that halacha. That's in Simin Chaf Beis Yud. Or Chaf Beis Sivkot Yud for the Sma and the Shach. And also just look quickly at, it's a very long Tosis, but I'm only interested in this point of it. Tosis in Bava Kama, Daf Ayin Beis Amin Aleph. Morish Adam Knas Levana. So you see, it's a very long Tosis, but I hope we'll get to it in its own right. But I'm just really interested at the moment in the impact of Gemar Din. Which Gemar Din is Koveya regarding being Morish Knas Levana? Okay. So first we'll discuss Harsha, and we'll try not to get too bogged down with it. And then we'll move to the Gemar Din issue, and then maybe one or two other little points. But I hope by, in a week or so, that we should be ready to move on to the next Mishnah, which is Ayin Amud Aleph. That's the Sug of Davar Lochat. First Sug will be Davar Lochatzi Davar. So that'll be first Harsha, then Gemar Din, and a few other little points, and then Davar Lochatzi Davar on Ayin Amud Aleph. We're going to skip the Brewer Sug. Yeah, that's too, it's tempting, but it really doesn't pay to do it over here. Od Chazon LaMoed, I guess, for Brewer. Okay, just let's finish up first the issue of Davar Sheinu Brishusa, which is a very important topic. Oh, I should say one other thing. Thursday is Titus Esther, and I have been very negligent on the Hashkafa part lately. It just so happens that almost every Monday I just had something earlier that I wasn't able to schedule properly, but I do apologize for those who usually come. We'll try to reinstitute the Hashkafa, the coming Mondays. But this Thursday, since it's Tzom Gedalia, it's Tzom Esther, so we'll split the cheer in two. Again, we'll just have to figure out the timing. I don't know, unless somebody does know exactly when Mincha is.
It's usually Monday. It's 1 o'clock usually?
Yeah, Daniel mentioned to me that maybe there's a problem since it's a Thursday, though. Since they have to, I guess, negotiate all the Bibles. So there's no college at all.
Oh, okay.
I think
the
Smith is around
12:45. 12:45. He says that at home, too. Okay, yeah, really? Okay, we'll check it out. The truth is that, you know, without Ariel, there wouldn't have been the last two shiurim, in addition to everything else, of course. So he definitely gets to be Kovea, the Zman of the Mincha. You'll look it up and let me know, and then we'll figure out a way to split up the shiur. What?
Tomorrow.
What about tomorrow?
Did
they
buy it for
Bell Shelter? Oh, I didn't know about Bell Shelter. Baruch Dynamis. Wow. Yeah, a lot of things. So tomorrow is Levaya here?
Yeah.
At 1 o'clock. So have shiur earlier. What did Rabbi Lau say?
He said all shiur earlier.
Oh, okay. So let's have the shiur at the Prophet's Tomorrow. It's Tuesday, right? Does somebody use our room normally before we do on Tuesday? Who?
Rabbi Silas is here.
Frisky does? What time does he usually give a shiur? Okay, let's make it just, tentatively we'll make it 11:30. 11:30 to 1. Or, okay, yeah, I don't want to start. But, so let's make 11:30 to 1. And if the room is being occupied, so we'll improvise. What? That's right. It looked really good. Very nice designs on the walls and looked like a very beautiful room. Now, I remember I was in there once. I guess I spoke there once. I think I was there twice, actually. Yeah. But it looked better when you guys were there, I have to say. Okay. So let's make it tomorrow 11:30. I wasn't aware, and I'm sorry to hear the news. Okay. Let's finish up with Dov Shen Bershuso in the meantime. Okay, so what we've done, we tried to do overseas, was number one, we looked at the issues that are affected by Davar Shein Brishuso directly in the Gemara. And we know what those are. That's being Makdish Davar Shein Brishuso, Gemara in Samachesim Beis, that's how this gets introduced. Then there is being Mechalel Kerem Revai on Davar Shein Brishuso. That's the case of Tznuin. The only question is whether that's also a case of Gezel or not. The simple pshat of the Gemara is that it's talking about any year that the debate and discussion in the Gemara or the Mishnah is any year. As we know, the Rambam, the Gemara itself introduces a chilek between Shnas HaShemitah and other years, but the Gemara introduces that chilek for the purposes of? Alan? Yeah, the Gemara itself introduces the chilek. But not regarding the pashtus, not regarding Ene Breshuso, but regarding for the purpose. Why? What's halachic issue? Well, it might be, but the Gemara says that there's what factor? Not that Snu, it doesn't seem like it's the Ene Breshuso part, but the motivation of making a takana. To be exactly Tail Russia, but it's an important idea in its own right. That's when do you try to save Rishayim from further Averos, and when do you say Hali Tail Russia Biyamus? They've already chosen their particular path in life, and so be it. We don't have to go out of our way, to protect them from themselves once they've made a conscious decision. So the Gemara in that context says there's a difference between Shnas HaShemitah. Everybody can hear me in the back? Yeah. Shnas HaShemitah and everything else. But the Rambam, as we know, goes further with that and has the actual discussion of what, of the Tznuin and the Takana itself is being limited to Shnas HaShemitah. It doesn't sound that way in the Gemara. The question is, the Rambam understood the Gemara that way and Paschal like the Tznuin and defy the Gemara's link between Rabbi Yochanan and Tznuin, or the Gemara's more likely, the Rambam just thought that, Halitei L'Rosh V'lo Yamus is all the Gemara cared about, but that factor can also be the difference between Snuin and Rabbi Yochanan, for the reasons that we already mentioned, or we'll just mention a couple of other possibilities later. But in any case, the second application of the Gemara is the Chilul Kerem Revai, Bepashtus, Bechol Shnos HaShmita. That's the Gemara in Samach Esod Beis and Samach Tes Amud Aleph Mishnah. Then we have the third application, which is Hefker, and that's the Din of Rabbi Dosa, who says the case of Leket, that you're Mafgir, so that again there won't be a problem of Achilas Tevel. That's the Gemara in Samach Tes Amud Aleph. The only thing is, there's some question whether that case would be considered a case of Gezel, or if there was considered a Gezel, would it be Gezel B'Shogeg? Would it be Gezel B'Li Kinyan Egzela, as we discussed? Then comes the fourth application on Samach Teson base, which is Gonev Min HaGanav, that the halach of Gonev Min HaGanav, which is Pator Min HaKefel, is dependent upon Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. And to be Gonev Min HaGanav, which is Pator Min HaKefel, the Gemara in Samach Tes Amud Beis. And then finally the sugya of Harsha b'metaltalin, whether it's stopka b'metaltalin the kafre, that's a makokas rishonim, as we discussed, we'll just review in a second. But the fifth application is ksivas Harsha, also requires that the chavetz not be inner b'shusas. These are five different applications. The most unusual, in a way, is obviously the din of gonev min haganav, because that's not about a koach of the bailim, or limitation on the koach of the that was bad. It's not about a limitation of the koach of the basketball skills. Koach of the bailim, but it was left-handed. So. Koach of the bailim, but rather that's something that, you know, refers to the relationship of the object to the bailim, but vis-a-vis somebody else's action. So in that sense, Gonev Min HaGanav appears to be the most mechudash of these demons. Okay. So that's one chiluk. On the other hand, one could have been b'chalik also, this may have something to do with the Rambam, between the various transactions that we're talking about, because one would have thought that each one has its own dynamic and its own special challenges, namely lo harei, being makdish, mechalel, mafkir, writing a harsha. On the surface, they're quite different from each other. Harsha might be an issue of slichos, that's our next topic, in which case, is it necessary to have the same kind of control or the same kind of bailos in order to be mashve, a shliach, to take care of your acknowledged rights to represent you? Do you really need the same level of bailos and of rishus that you need to be makdish chavetz to give it away to hefdesh? That's highly questionable. According to the Rishonim, we'll hold that harsha is a form of hakna. The answer is yes. There is a group of Rishonim who hold that way, particularly the Rajba. According to the Rishonim, who think that it is a form of shlichus, then the bigger chiddush would be something which we spoke about last year in the beginning of second paragraph of Kiddushin, namely the relationship between bailus and shlichus, as we discussed. Relationship between tznai and bailus and shlichus is that shlichus itself is a kind of delegating, where you make the person, where you can't create shlichus except in an area where you have bailus, because there's no jurisdiction. It's the giving over of samchut or jurisdiction. For the same reason discussed, ein shlich dvar avera, ein shlich dvar Mitzvah Shabagufo in particular, because just to make somebody an extension of your own actions doesn't work. It has to be that you're giving him something, you're authorizing him, and you can only authorize something about which you really have control. That's kolshiyation of the shlichosiyation of the tenai, and that's also the idea of the relationship between bailos and shlichos. So even if we were to, or if we were to argue that harsha is a classical form of shlichos, which we'll see is a view of some rishonim but not so many, we would just have to come to the conclusion that this sugya, basically the requirement of rishus as a precondition, is a further indication that even pure shlichus is something that is built on certain control and jurisdiction. That would be very important. So harsha is not obvious at all. Yeah.
With Kefel, can we go back to our discussion of of whether, you know, we're paying the Knesset to the real owners because they deserve it, or because Basin's just randomly, you know, choosing it, asked to someone to give it to, and therefore it's throughout Jewish society they choose the
right.
victims.
Right.
So if would we really ask questions of Rishus? They were...
Well, either way, I think your point is well taken. When the shiur that we had over the... by the way, what was it, that little screen?
First day it was that screen, and the second
that little teeny screen?
No,
oh, I see. Okay. Anyway, so I think I mentioned then that something like that, but in other words, the question part, I think we did revisit the issue of is, you know, Gonav Minaganav just a Petor Kefel, or is there a distinction between Gneva and Gazela? I think what I was trying to say then was that the more limited it is, the more questionable the need. The more expansive it is, like it's, you know, a shear in Gazela itself, the more reasonable it is that this depends on Hakanah. So I think what you're adding to that now is that even if this is a din in Kefil alone, to what extent is Kefil, again, pure Knas, just that you have to send it somewhere, so you know, it's a self-addressed envelope, but it's not that he deserves it particularly. Obviously, it's supererogatory, it's beyond the amount. So, you know, it's really kind of a separate halacha. It doesn't really have to do with his bailus in any way. Or no, it really is, you know, kind of a, you know, you almost became the victim and therefore you deserve the spoils. And therefore, who's the bailim, etc. So I think similar to what we discussed last time, is it only Kefel? Is it only Gneva? You know, the more you isolate this, you're just isolating it now even further within Kefel, the more of a technical requirement it is. And that's kind of why I was linking it up to the Tosas Rid, who in Kufyat Aleph Amud Beis is able to create that Gzeres HaKasuv and say, yeah, there's no Gozum in a Gazlan, because it's just a din where the Torah said, V'gunav mibeis ha'ish, you know where there's a requirement of Rishus, it's more of a technical requirement. Whereas Gzelam, or the Misvara, let's say, you know, you don't really need this. So I think your point is well taken. I'm just saying I would put it within the category or the framework of that whole discussion that we had. Yeah?
Even if we're saying that Shavos has to do with pilots and things like that.
But what I said about Harsha, yeah.
Wouldn't it still be a little jump, because in most cases, the idea is that which you're designated Shliach to do,
right.
Mitzvah, Beiro, Mazik,
right.
You don't
right.
pass over that action. But here Baal has every right and the capacity to go to the Nifgat or Gazan's door and ask for the Hag himself. That's really what he's.
But it couldn't be
Mazik.
But
right now,
it is an additional point, that's true. That's there. It has to do with the nature of the shlichus, is what you're saying. And to the point that, you know, if he were to do it himself, it wouldn't necessarily be a vice of bailus. If I put on tefillin, it's not that the bailus of tefillin is something which bailus of hanacha of my tefillin is not something that I can transfer. It's just that hanacha's tefillin is not a vice of bailus, period. What you're saying is here, gevias chovo is, you know, if he were to do it, it would work. The problem is, but it is still not the kind of isobilus that you can do so easily. The point is, it's the kind of isobilus that depends on the criterion of hakna, of hakdasha. That's really what we're saying. So you're right, it is a hara, what you're saying. One could have certainly, just because you say that you require the capacity of bilus on a certain level for shlichos, doesn't necessarily translate to this example of harsha. But I think it is a big, very important idea. Very big finish. So that's Harsha. It was one place to draw the line. If we found the halacha that people excluded Harsha and said, you know what? At the end of the day, Harsha doesn't depend on that. Today is about Harsha in the sugya. We wouldn't be shocked. Again, unless Harsha was a form of pure hakna, like Shita Sarajma, which we'll get back to. As far as Agonim and Aganim, let's say that we already discussed. So let's get back to the Hakna issues. So as far as Hekdesh is concerned, other places to draw the line. So Hekdesh, as we saw, is a double-edged sword. Hekdesh could require a higher level or a lower level. We discussed this already when we talked about Rebbeinu Tam. And there already we cited the Rajba, who says that after all, the sugya doesn't speak about the requirement of Rishusa when it comes to Mechira or Hakna or Nesinas Matana. Just speaks about it with regard to Hekdesh and Chilul and Hefker. So the Rajba thinks, in this context of his treatment of Harsha, that shiny Hekdesh, and that Hekdesh really requires more. To Makdesh something to Kanshim, you have to be not only the Bailim, but you have to be in control as well. That's the Chiddush of the Rajba. As we said, maybe that's in keeping with the Reder Tam, a certain perspective with regard to Mitzvah Baveira, etc. But we also pointed out that one could theoretically say the opposite, especially based on the idea of Amirasa Legavoa Kimisirasa Lehedjo, that just as it's verbally, it's easier to accomplish this verbally, you don't need Maisakna, Maisakinyan. So too, it may be based on the fact that, you know, Kol Echadisa Begazad Rachmanisa, you don't require the mechanism. It's not just that, it's not like, you know, Shchimira, you know, Kiksuvenu Kimsurin, the dibur is in lieu of Akna. Not sure Shchimira works that way either, but that's, let's use it as an example for the moment. Kiksuvenu Kimsurin Dabur. But rather, the fact that dibur is sufficient shows you that it's not so difficult to be mocked and hectic. Like you said, Yerushalmi, you know, Lashem Haaretz Ubloa. So if that's the case, one could say the opposite. And I think we do find, well, in other areas of halakha, we certainly find that this is true. I mentioned Davar Shor Bali Olam, Shitas HaRambam, and others, that it may be much easier. But we find it even in the sugya itself. But we find it in this sugya in a subtle way. It would be harder to find it in anything but a subtle way, because that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. So it would be hard to find, much of an opening or vulnerability. That's the goof of the basic halacha of Rabbi Yochanan. Except that number one, you need exerz akasu. The Gemara in Samech Chesed Beis, as we noted, has exerz akasu to eliminate the gazlan. That was a chiddush. But we still have the Gemara in Samech Chesed Beis, which has exeris, which quotes the same exeris akasud, and the Gemara in Bamitzia likewise, and of Zayin and Alam, Yishkiyaktish Espeso Lemay the Nigzal or the Nigna, the real Bailim, based on Inabrishusa. So maybe is it possible to say that in Hektish you need exeris akasud, because otherwise one would have thought, I mean, you're also the Gavoa, that's this idea that it's easier to accomplish Hektish than other transactions, and therefore it should work here, even if it doesn't work in, that's the opposite of the Rashi. I think that's point number one. In other words, how do we know, assuming that Mechira and Hekdesh are the same, how do we know Mechira? Are we just assuming that the Gzeres HaKasuv applies? Right? I mean, the Rajba will answer this question the other way, right? Hekdesh is Gzeres HaKasuv, and in Dinei Mamonos, it's not true. Because in Dinei Mamonos, it's easier to accomplish. But by the same token, could say in Dinei Mamonos you don't need Gzeres HaKasuv, not that the Gzeres HaKasuv applies equally. So three ways to say it. But I think what we do have an explicit echo of it is in one word or two words, but it's a Rosh HaTevos. Anybody? Fry? Rosh HaTevos? Yeah. Barto?
Rashi?
Maybe. That's not the one I'm thinking. We mentioned it earlier in the year.
Pardon?
Ramban? Yeah, the Ramban. Correct.
The Ramban said, I was discussing.
What are the two words? What's the Rashi term? Was it Kolshkin or Kalvachomer?
Kolshkin.
Okay. Okay, I remembered it was Rashi Tevos. And it means Kalvachomer. Okay, so again, what does Ramban say? Yeah. So the Ramban uses an expression which is gratuitous. In other words, there's no reason that he had to put it there. And the other Rishonim, some of whom formulate as he does, the idea of the chiluk between Shomrim. Again, we'll get to this more fully in just a minute. But this is the Ramban and Bamitziyam and Gimel Amud Aleph, who's trying to explain why it is that when it comes to a shomer, Yukra Vizula is defined by Shasa Ones. V'ilu, when it comes to a Ganav and a Gazlan, Yukra Vizula is defined by Shasa Gzela. Correct? So he quotes Rabbi Yochanan Zalacha. He says, after all, when it comes to the Ganav and Gazlan, The second that he steals it, he takes it away from the Bailim. Le'inyan. How does it go? Le'inyan, how does it go? In which direction? Not like the Rajpa. Yeah. So, basically, the Ramban is taking the opposite view of the Rajpa. By saying the words Kol Shekein, he's telling us that in the hierarchy one could have been Mechalek between Hekdesh and Geza. Hekdesh and Mechira. So that's very, very important. Okay. The third distinction, yeah. Which Rashi are we referring to?
The Rashi talks, says that Rashi comes out of covenant.
Right.
So asks that the covenant be mafish.
Right.
So Rashi comes out no.
Oh, if you want to be mafish. What's that?
Rashi will be, might be mafish, but he still can't be
mafish. Well, first of all, you have to really believe, I'm not following you. First of all, you'd have to really believe that Harsha is Hakna according to Rashi, which I think is highly questionable. I think Chachmei Svarad introduced that. you know, Chachmei Provence and Chachmei Svarad, I don't think the Chachmei Ashkenaz really believe that much. Secondly, I'm not sure how would.
I'm not sure that even though some places you'd be mafish, you can't be.
You mean you want to say in general Rashi holds that Bikaron Kalechadisa Brishis and Amar Isa means you can be Machdish but you can't be Machdish?
Right.
Ooh. If you think it's true. I think we need some evidence to prove that that would be true. Okay, but Pashtus, it's like the Xos says that there's some, this is a dispute here, so what Rashi's saying would apply to Hakdasha. And remember, in the Sugya here, the Sugya certainly compares it to Hakdasha. So I don't see how you'd say that either way. I mean, the sugya of Harsha is an extension of Rabbi Yochanan, right? The Gemara says that, you know, this is part of the Stama. So, I mean, Rabbi Yochanan says it's halacha by Hakdasha. So, I don't see how you can distinguish between Harsha and Hakdasha in this sugya. Right? Maybe, that's why I'm seizing on the Ramban, because you don't have to be Michalik, actually, just that by saying the word Kal Vachomer or Kol Shekein, so the Ramban tells us what he thinks, namely that one could have been Michalik and which direction. But Lemaisa be Michalik, as I said before, you're going to have a tough time with that because Rabbi Yochanan's halacha is Hekdesh and Gemara is applying it to Harsha. And he's
just using it as a model, but taking it further is
okay. Okay, but right. Okay. So again, so just to point out, Gona Menaganov is the most unusual. Harsha is the second most unusual, especially if you say Shlichus. With our conclusions to draw from there. Then in terms of the ultimate model, which is Hekdesh, I said we have the Rajba on one side, who's saying that, yeah, it's a problem for Hekdesh, but not for Hakna. We have the Ramban on the other, who's saying, if anything, if you had been Mechalek, it would have been a bigger problem for Hakna, and a lesser problem of Hekdesh. Most Rishonim are the simple pshat of the Gemara, and most Rishonim will be Hekdesh ve Hakna are equivalent in this particular matter. Okay. And then, of course, we have also the possibility that Hefker is different. Now, why would Hefker be different? Jonathan? Why would Hefker be different? Well, again, Misvara, we understand all these cases are really unusual. Hefker might be different. Why?
From Hekdesh?
From Hekdesh, sure. In terms of not, it's a Chiddush that Hefker has this requirement of Inim Rishuso. I'm just pointing out the Gemara has five different applications of this din.
Good.
Yeah. If we say, in other words, that Hefker is a kind of siluk, so perhaps you can be, you don't have to really be maknet to someone else. Just like Hekdesh has a certain kula. In that, you know, Amir Asalevo Givah come call Echadisa Bishazad Rachmana Isa. So, too, in Hefka, there's a certain kula, namely, maybe you don't really require transfer, all you require is Siluk. It's a Kiddush to say, but maybe that is the Kiddush of the Gemara. That's the Kiddush of Tznuin. That, the Kiddush of Rabdosa, which is that even Hefka, even Lasalik Asatzmo, requires Rishus. It's not enough that you have pilus. But here there is actually a cholek, although how he is cholek is hard to know. Now the truth is, if you held even more extreme view, which is that hefker is not even just siluk, but if hefker is a kind of hakna, then okay, it should be dependent on the regular dinim of hakna. If hefker is siluk, so it sounds like it could be one-sided, and maybe Einar Brishuso is not a requirement of the siluk, but a requirement of the hakna to the other fellow, which is what Jonathan just said. And if you go even a step further and say hefker isn't even siluk, hefker is, or maybe that's what it means, hefker is what? What famous shita about hefker, Jonathan? Close to your heart. Famous shita. Dovi. No. Well, let's leave Rabbi Yosef Lee. We're talking about regular hefker here.
Ksos?
What?
Ksos?
What about the ksos?
It says it's in Neder.
Well, the ksos rejects it, but really, who said it? But you're absolutely right. But who really said it was in Neder? The Rambam. Right? Perek Beis, Hilchos Nedarim, famous Rambam. You're absolutely right. The Rambam says that hefker is Neder. No one knows exactly what he means by that. So what the ksos does, though, is the ksos quotes in Simen Reish Yud Aleph, Sif Katan Dalet. Ksos quotes that the Bach did not require Rishuso for Hefker. I think it's Reish Yud Aleph Dalet. Second, Reish Yud Aleph. Yeah. The Hefker B'davar Shein Rishuso. This is Reish Yud Aleph Dalet. How do you like that? And so on. So the Bach is a tshuva in which he says that you can be mafgir davar shein b'reshuso. The reason is because he takes literally the Rambam's formulation of hefker k'neder. He says, isn't a neder chal in a davar shlo bali olam in a davar shein b'reshuso? The answer is yes. Hence, Hefker could be chal on a davar shein b'reshuso and a davar shlo bali olam. As the Ksos points out, is that exactly against our Gemara? That's what the Ksos says. So the Ksos says, "Ve'no nira devane k'shem shen yochel lahaknos ulahakdish kein dami eni yochel lahapker davar shein b'reshuso b'raya b'ruim b'hadavar b'meruba." Then he goes on to argue. Number one, I don't think we pasken like that Rambam. There. Number two, we're not sure what the Rambam means. Number three, all the rayas that he supposedly brought from Rashi and Krisus and so on can be neutralized. And the Ksos says, I just don't understand this at all. It's really, you just couldn't have a more explicit. There's Rabbi Yochanan and there's Tznuin. The Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan and Tznuin and there's Rabbi Dosa. Kulam Amr Davar Echad. So how could you be Mechalek between Hefker on the one hand and Hekdish and Hakna on the other? But it's interesting to note, again, what I'm trying to show is that all five applications of the Gemara come under some kind of, if not pressure, at least question. It's not completely davar pasha. Okay. What's the one remaining? Chilol. Now, if you look at Chilol, the vulnerability of Chilol seems very obvious. The question is it even a dine mamadis? Harsha, at least it's a chosh, mishpat halacha. Right? So it's hefker. Right? Unless it's really neder. Correct. That's true. And it's a yordei halacha. Which I guess is the box argument. So there's hefker, there's hekdesh, which, is on the interface between the two. Chilol, one could certainly argue, is just a didi surin and yordei. It's a din in Pidyon. Is it clear that you have the same requirements necessary for regular dine hakna or even hakdasha le kachet bedek abayis? So essentially, number one, there's a line in the Gemara, again, that I spoke of the other day. That's a very important line of the Gemara. The Gemara says that maybe you should be mechalek between them when it comes to Pidyon, Ma'aseh Sheni and Kerem Ramai. That's what the Gemara says, that Hava Mina Tznud Rav Dosi Omer Dabar Echad Hava Mina Mantan Tznud Rav Meiri Lama Rav Meir. Right, this is on Samach Tesod Beis. Ma'aseh Mama Gavoah Papil Hachi Linyam Ptia Ukmir Rachamana Brishusei Nixiv Gol Yigal Ishmi Maestro Chamishi So Yosef Alav Kari Rachamana Maestro Mosef Chomesh Kerem Ravai Nami Gomer Kodesh Kodesh Mimaiser Kodesh Yiluliv Ksiv Hasam Kai Maestro Kha Maestro Arts Mizar Arts in Priya 8 slash Shemhu. Right? Ma Kodesh Nixiv Gabi Maestro Afagav Dama Gavol Linyam Ptia Ukmir Rachamana Brishusei By Kodesh Nami, the Siv Gabi Kerem Rabai, Alpha Gavad Lamamoda today, only the Nachule, Ukmer Achmana, Birshuse. And then again, the continuation of the Gemara, Naha, Ki Isa Birshuse Nami Halav Didehu, Mamatzi Machil, Mishumachi Matzi Machil. Alpha Gavad Leket, Kivin the Mamoda today, Ki Isa Birshuse, Uda Matzi Mafkele, Ki Isa Birshuse, Lo Matzi Mafkele. So that whole Shakavatari of the Gemara has a possibility that we would be mechalik between Kerem Rabai and Ma'aseh Sheni anyway. I suggested, again, overseas, that that Gemara being a Raya, this is my suggestion, that even if the problem is one of personal, of actual practical control, that that turns into a problem of bilus. I think that's really what the Gemara is saying, that it works in nicely with the general view of Ma'aseh Sheni, Mamun Gavoa, which is that it too isn't about pure Mishulchan Gavol Kazachu, but again, this, right, you know, the idea of being the parallel to Kachem Mizveach. But either way, that would be another reason to be Mechalek, and indeed, there are those who think that the halacha, we can splinter Rav Dosa from the Chachamim. I mean, from the Tznuin and Rav Yochanan. Yeah.
Yeah. The other possibility is that the unit, the requirement for shalom, or you know, the connection between shalom and brusso is that if it's something which is shalom, if it's something that is not shalom, then it clearly doesn't have to be a ma'aseh bilus. Let's say a ma'aseh bilus, the certain process of procedure doesn't require that it is shalom. It doesn't have to be a ma'aseh bilus. But if it's something is shalom, you might say that it has to be. It relates to this procedure requires.
I mean, the fact that ma'aseh shem b'mamon gavoah, and yet it shows you that this is a kind of an iser process, not a mamon process.
Well, I would say that the fact that it's not shalom means that it doesn't have to do with its privileged status vis-a-vis as a bilus, and that might affect the procedure. What kind of procedure is required in order to do this?
Right. Doesn't the language doesn't sound that way in the Gemara?
Well, I mean, all the Gemara says is that if it's kisei b'shusei nami halal today, who
Right, they shouldn't be mentioning whether it's the day or lav the day. Ukmir Achmana Bereshusei is not the proper language to use if you hold that way.
Why?
To say you don't need Bereshusei.
Being the question, what does it mean Ukmir Achmana Bereshusei? With regard to that issue, you can do it even though it's not.
No, right. With regard to that issue, you can do it. Is not. I'm just saying linguistically, Ukmir Achmana Bereshusei Afagav the lav bailim who. Is a strong language which implies that the application or the concept of bilus is different rather than the process's needs are not one to bilus. It could be that Gemara is saying it.
I'm not disagreeing in terms of interpreting language. I'm saying the question is, what is the fact that you don't require bilus mean? It could be that Gemara is saying, like, if you don't require bilus, it's clearly related, then the type of procedure we're talking about here is not something which requires brishusei.
So then you wouldn't require ukmei rachamana brishusei either. That's all.
The question is, what does that mean? I mean, you have the question.
Right. I'm saying if you take it literally,
that the question is, it doesn't necessarily mean that these things are really Yerushusa.
Right. That's what we're asking. I'm just saying, if you take literally the language, what you're basically saying is, one doesn't have to take literally the language. Yeah. I think the Rishonim hold like you. But what I'm saying is, if you do want to take literally the language, then you have to go the other route. I agree with you that you can read the Gemara either way. What I'm saying is, if you want to focus on the language of the Gemara, not just that it works, afalpi, but that it works in this particular way, afalpi, then you're pointing in a certain direction. Okay. Now, of course, this issue of chilul being different than the others is also one which Tosis really accentuates. Tosis on Samach Chesed Beis, Dir Maskol Huda Amar Kitznuin. I mean, Tosis starts with it, and,
is pretty persistent, and they still get so far, right? Pim tomar hechem adami hekter shel chilul shekamosh yochel lechalum mashem biyad chaveru ken yochel haktish, which is another way of saying what you were saying, which is not that the definitions of violence are different, but that you don't need violence when it comes to chilul. You could be mechal something that isn't yours at all. That's a different kind of formulation. Hello, afal bishen yochel haktish perish shel chaveru. Now Tosis starts with this in terms of chilul. It's very interesting. Chilul as a general concept, as a general category, irrespective of what it's applied to. There's the Tosis talking about chilul hektish. Tosis comparing it to chilul. A kerem revai. The maskana Tosis is going to pull back from this, but that's it's very interesting, right? Chilul itself is not like hekdesh or haknah or hefken. It doesn't need bailus, it doesn't need rishus. Kedemash b'reishis sharab. Then when Tosis says, Ishlom adlodami, the hekdesh macher shehukdash yotzim rishus bailim, kamoshe bailim yochel evdoso, kamoche nacher. Kam rabaya, bailim zakarim lochel b'Yerushalayim. So again, what is Tosis really saying? Tosis is saying, when it comes to hekdesh, there's no din of bailus at all. Right, there's just anybody has the right to be poda to be mechalim in the hekdesh. Clearly, there's no requirement to buy this. What's he saying about ma'aser sheni or kerem revai? That it's purely din abaylus, right? And again, but we and then any adjustments will be because we define baylus differently, kamina rachmana, birshusei, etc. Or this is our way of saying that if you don't require baylus at all, then everybody's equal. But if you don't require bailus, but it's still a halacha that's limited to the bailim, there's a din of bailim, there's just not a din of bailus. There's a din of bailim, there's just not a din of hakna, or the equivalent of hakna. That's what Tosis is saying. I'm a kerem revai. Again, it goes back to that question. A bailim, zakoim, la'ochel b'Yerushalayim. Now, the little ches here, ma'af agav demam gavoahu, nikom okom abailim, is very important in light of what we discussed. Right? The girsa here. Is it af agav demam gavoah? Does it depend on demam gavoah? But you can really see that these issues aren't very much on the surface of Tosis here. That originally Tosis thought all chil is the same. Now Tosis saying, depends on the context. In some cases, chil isn't haknah v'hakdasha because there's no concept of bailus at all. Here there is a concept of bailus, or bailim. Does that mean that there's a concept of bailus in the transaction? According to the Mandam or Mamagavah, according to the Mandam or Eno Mamagavah. That's exactly what Tosis is playing with here. Then Tosis continues, asking for the Sugah of Ish Mekadesh. Again, Tosis is saying, this is not Tznuit, Rav Dusa, Rav Yochanan, Rav Dabaracha. It really is different. Apparently, you really can be Mechalel according to a different set of rules. And then Tosis maintains again, you know, Hasam Avakamo Gazlan, we'll discuss it again in a minute, but partially we already discussed it. Or it's Knosso. Fine. But Tosis doesn't let go. I say Tosis is very adamant about this. Then Tosis asks about Shvius, going back to the Havamina, that Chilul as a concept is not always defined by its context. Tosis now goes back to the idea that maybe Shiny Hektish Benekabayas, Hektish Benekabayas, the Bailim are out of it completely. But that's the exception. But whenever there's a din of Bailim, it still doesn't matter because the concept of chilul as a chetza, as a process, in other words, is still one which doesn't require or shouldn't be limited to rishus. That's his next question. Again, v'yeshlomar is that it's not so. Nafkin rabbanim rishus ha'ma'aretz k'desh lo yinichshal v'ukmine b'rishus zeh sheyochal l'chalo v'hefker bezen hefker. I think I mentioned again in the last week that you know one could have said that the pshat is that they were mafgia, the other fellows kinyanim. Tosis prefers to formulate it in the more ambitious way that hefker bezen hefker is actually machnisa l'rishusa. In any case, then one more final or two more final times miu kashim per kamed the bechoros, talking about pidyon peter chamor, pidyon apatu padui afilu shalomi daito v'yeshlomar again peter chamor lo dami lekerem revai. So again, Tosis keeps playing with this question: is it a din of chilul universally, which is the exception, which is the rule. The process of chilul, it seems, according to Tosis, is just fundamentally, looks fundamentally different because of its primary kedusha consequence. Again, at the end of the day, however you define the process of hefker, however you define the process of hekdesh, right? What happens in the end is definitely dini mamonos oriented. But we're talking about chilul, right? Even so, it's about kedusha. So Tosis really is holding on to this this idea. Even every time they encounter resistance, they overcome it and ask again, right? The persistence is chilul is about kedusha, and kedusha is not necessarily a process which is parallel to even hefker, never mind even hefker and hekdesh, never mind akna matan. Tosis has it again. So again, Tosis says, you know, it doesn't work. And then finally, Tosis goes to a fallback position, which I'll discuss in just a minute. That is, Miu davar tema eichem adam hekdesh klal lechilul lama lo yuchal lechal net to revai v'mayis hashen yishlo midai tekim in the schus zochen ladim shalom avadah. And that Tosis leaves b'tzarchi. Right, that already is a different kind of a question. That's a question, you know, not chilul as a process is just not kinyanim at all, or not comparable to kinyanim at all, which is what he's been fighting so hard to say until now. Now he's finally saying, okay, I guess it depends on the context. And it sounds like from this Gemara that Maaser Sheni and Karen Ravai, even though it's le'inyan, primarily le'inyan Iser, but the process is one which parallels an act of bailus, parallels haknav, haknasha, etc. But what about since even so, now let's play within the Choshen Mishpat. Now, if we don't, instead of arguing it's a Yoredeya, not a Choshen Mishpat halacha, let's say, well, but it's, isn't there still a solution within Choshen Mishpat? Zachin. We'll get back to that in a second. Yeah, Michael.
Doesn't Tosafot conclude that really Me'ikar Adin, you would be able to, you don't need Rishut for it?
How do you see that?
In the Miyu Davar Tema section.
I thought that the, in Karim Ravai, is saying that it's not so. Which one? Which line? Mean the final question? I thought we just went through the Tosis, right? I tried to do it as quickly as possible, but I think we went through all the points in Tosis, except for the beginning about Stam Yehoshu. Which point do you think? Miyu Dvar Tema in the end?
Right.
No, he's leaving it as a question. But what I'm saying is it's a different kind of qualitatively. Till now, the questions from which was, you know, after the Yiyush parts, right? On top. Until this point, Tosis has had one idea. I want to prove that Chilul is, I'm adding the explanation of it. It's a Yoredeya halacha, and it shouldn't be limited to this halacha, to this idea. That's how Tosis is thinking. And then they're just wondering, no, and it depends on its context, which contests are exceptions, which are the rules, and so on. Finally, when Tosa says, Miu Dvar Tema, I think he's turning his Heichem Adama, now he's asking on a different basis. He's no longer saying, this is Yoredeya, and those are Choshen Mishpat, even the Hekdesh and the other thing are Choshen Mishpat at the end of the day, they're just applied to a different Bailim. Now he's saying, you know what? I have a question within Choshen Mishpat. That is, let Zachin and Shlichus work here. How do you see in that he's, he doesn't know why. Now, Lebaisa, that would make it, it would work. Meaning, it's like, I just don't understand why the Tznuin are, why even according to the Tznuin who require Davrshin, who are Ma'ake, who think that there's an ikuv of Davrshin and Prashuso, I don't understand why the Tznuin, even given that Shita, don't have another solution here, namely the solution of Zachin Mishlichus. That's a Choshen Mishpat question. It's no longer the question, how can you compare Choshen Mishpat process to a Yoredeya process? Okay. This is very, very important Tosis. Now, Tosis in Kiddushin actually does give an answer to this question. Michael, you saw it?
When he says that, they say that Zachin doesn't work there because Zachin is Mitan.
And therefore, correct.
Therefore, since the Ganim himself can't be...
Excellent, good. Since the Ganim of the Gazel themselves can't do it... So therefore, called the Ibai of it, Shliach, Ibai, Mashvi, they can't do it. They can't have someone else do it for them. So that's why the Tznuin are saved from this question. We're going to get back to that in a minute. That's so easy to explain. As opposed to what? As opposed to which case? Where they do apply Tosfos Kedushin. Michael? That's a contrast. Tosfos says, if you put together the two Tosfosin, so Tosfos and Kedushin answers Tosfos and Bava Kamma's question, the exact way you just said. Why didn't Tosfos and Bava Kamma like that answer? Okay, but before we get to that, Tosfos and Kedushin is saying that as a contrast. Says, don't ask me from the Tznuin, because he also applies the idea of Zachin v'Shlichus in Tosfos and Kedushin to a case that actually Tosfos here does not apply. What's that? Remember? Tosfos in Kedushin quotes the Rivam. Daniel, remember? Yeah, correct. So Tosfos asks the question here. Right? After all, we see for Ish Mekadesh, but the Gemara says, why don't you say Yatsu Adam Lemkomon? And the Gemara answers Kishabarach. So Tosfos says, Alma, Bechal and Moshe Biyad Avocha. You see from that Gemara that if the guy's running away, he ran away, he's not around. Nobody did anything wrong, really, in that case. Somebody made a mistake. So what happens? The Lokeach, who used to be the person who had the money, right? He should be a poda, the mechala, the ma'as ma'aser sheni, right? So the Gemara says, you see that even though it's Eino Bershuso, because the other guy's not around and he's gone and he has it in his pocket, even though it's Eino Bershuso, nonetheless he can be mechala. That's the question of Tosfos. So Tosfos here answers, Daniel.
Well, here, when he brings that case there, he says one of two. He says either that the guy runs away, so it's exactly like the Tznuin.
So either it's exactly like the Tznuin case, and he is a Goslin, but it's according to Tznuin. It's according to Tznuin.
Like the Goslin, the Gatna, and therefore it would be totally exactly the same thing. Or he says it's just the Rabbanim, and that's
the or it's a Knas. Okay, so basically, you know, fine. Either Enoch and Abi are right, and that Gemara is a raya for the Tznuin, or it's a Knas. And Tosfos and Kedushin gives a different answer. What's Tosfos and Kedushin's answer?
He says that case is up.
Yeah. Tosfos says it doesn't work, midin pidyon Maisa Shady on his own. Rather, it works there, midin Zachin. Exactly what he says, you're right. All right, that's the Tosfos there, and Nun. Vava ben Aleph says, "V'arav Rameir Mefarish Shaini Acha Shalokech Yocha L'Chala Meisa Biyada Mocher Shum Deschusu La'Ola Mocher V'Zochan Lamech Shalom Befano V'Zchia Bitam Shlichus Rav Kemo Shliach." Then he quotes a Gemara in the Dara, but that same Gemara that Tosfos quotes here, we spent a lot of time on last year. Aval, but then Tosfos continues. Bahid etznuim leik lemeirachi, shari gazlanim atzma beni bechalam l'takein klum, mashu biyadam. Hare ina shalayim, rabba gazav lo nisyoshu, mekivin inu lamatzi avdi, shnu chayu, nami lamatzi avdi, rasha nicha, and so on. So Tosfos there is contrasting the case of the lokeach. The Lokeach is like the Nigzal. And the Boreach is like the Gazlan. So what Tosfos is saying is, in the case of Gezov Lonis Yoshua Bailim, if it's the Nigzal you're talking about, then this mechanism of Shlichus will work. Zachin Shlichus, if it is Chesula. But Tosfos says in Kedushin, in the case of Tznuin, right, the problem would be that you want to operate on behalf of the... I said it the wrong way. It's the opposite way. The case there is where the equivalent of the Goslin wants to be Zachin for the equivalent of the Nigzal. I think I'm saying it right now. Right, the real Bailin. In other words, the Lokeach wants to help the Mocher. The Mocher is the real Bailin. Right? since the mocher is the real bialim, I like Tosas here. Maybe that's exactly the point. Tosas here says that in the case of the lokeach and the mocher, it's a tricky kind of a situation there. No one twisted anybody's arm. No one did anything against anybody's will. Right? Somebody made a big mistake. They tried to be potent by most. They used most Maaseh Sheni to buy a behemoth to me. And the halacha is that the whole thing should be chozer. It's very fascinating. So who is the equivalent of the mocher? I mean, you have a mocher and a lokeach. Who's the equivalent of the gazlan? Who's the equivalent of the nigzal? So Tosis originally, what's that?
It seems like that's the interplay between two Tosis and that's the
in one respect, except then Tosis still asks the question at the end about it, but they still seem to argue about Tznuin. Right. The that seems to be the interplay in Tosis and between the two Tosis on some level. Now, so Tosis originally asks this question, Tomar, Akantar, Yochal, Lechal, Maisa, Sheni, Shal, Kaveiro. What's he saying? He's originally thinking that the Mocher, maybe the guy who runs away, is the violent. Correct? He's saying, we see that when it comes to Maaseh Sheni, that's what I was saying before. You see that Chilul is so unlike a Dine Mamonis transaction that even a total stranger, even not the Bailim, even the equivalent of the Goslin, or less, can do it. That was Tosas' question. So Tosas answers, that's not what the Gemara says there. What's really going on there is that the Mocher is not like the Nigzal, he's like the Goslin. That's Tosa's answer here. Right? Is Shlomar and Hasan have a Kimo Goslin? The Loborach have a Mecca Chosebo, have a Kimo Goslin, and Lunasio Asho Bailim. That's the Kiddush of Tosa's here. That instead of the Mocher being the Nigzal, the Mocher is considered to be, that's the guy with the hand with the most Maaseh Sheni in his pocket. That's the Mocher. He sold the Behemoth to Tmeah. He is considered to be the Goslin. But Tosis, the Rivav at least, in Tosis and Kiddushin, doesn't hold that way. He holds the other way. He says, like the Havamina here, which is, who's the real Bailim? The Mocher, the guy with the money in his pocket. So Tosis says, if the guy with the money in his pocket, the Bailim, if it's good for him, right, then it should be fine. If it's good for him, then you can do Zachin for him. But then two things happen. Number one, Tosis continues and asks the question, but why in Tznuin don't we say that? Tosis in Kedushin says exactly why in Tznuin we don't say it, because in Tznuin we're talking about Zachin not for the Nigzal, but Zachin for the Goslin. Zachin for the Goslin, you can't do, because he can't do it for himself. So why does Tosas here not like that answer? That's one question. I'll get to your question, just give me one more second. But there's another element. Once Tosas says, look, just analyzing Tosas and Kedushin. Tosas and Kedushin is mechalik between the Gazan and the Nigzal, right? Correct? But what's the reason that it doesn't work for the Gazan?
Because he
can't do it on his own.
Right.
Can the Nigzal do it on his own? If it's Einar B'Shusa, Gazan can't do it on its own because it's Einar Shalom. Right?
That's the discussion on the
But the Nigzal can't do it on its own anything either because it's Einar B'Shusa. So what's going on here? What does Tosas mean in Kedushin? That's what I'm asking. Tosas in Kedushin says, in the case in Kedushin, the Gazlan can be Zachin for the Nigzal, or the equivalent of the Goslin can be Zachin for the equivalent of the Nigzal. And that's why, in that case, the Lokeach should be Mechalel, the most of the Mocher, and it'll work. Why can't Tznuin do it? Tznuin can't do it because that would be not the Goslin working for the Nigzal, but the Nigzal working for the Goslin, and since the Goslin can't work for himself, there's no shlichus. But the Nigzal can't work for himself either because of Einar B'Shusa. For Snowy, yeah.
Just to clarify, isn't that not a question because if you're talking about the stuff, you're talking about that which the Mocha was the Boreach with?
We're asking, we're talking?
That which the Mocha was being Machal, that which the most which the Mocha was Boreach with. And the most, the most with Boreach, with if he was Kona, then he also has the Breshuso.
I'm not following you.
I mean, the mocha.
You're trying to explain the internal stira within
right,
that I'm asking in Tulsa Kedusha?
Yeah, I mean, aside from that, I just want to know really quickly if Rebbe has, why is it that you'd say that the guy was Kona, that the mocha is Kona the most? Because why would it be that he's Kona, that the Tulsa and Kedusha also is Kona?
Well, I don't know if he's Kona or he's the equivalent of a Gazel. That's what we discussed last week. I'll sum that up again in a second. Meaning, the Ksos says, Ksos quotes the Tosas Rid, but it's not really the Tosas Rid, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned this or not. The Ksos quotes it as the Tosas Rid. It's really the Ritva in Bab Mitzvah. But who says, who gives a different answer to the question entirely. Right? Namely, which answer, Ali Khan?
Even better than the
Tznuin,
because
it doesn't depend on the Tosas here. Says it depends on Tznuin. No, even if you don't think it's Tznuin, it's not the case of Gezel ben Lasa Shor Bailam at all. Why? Because it's Mekach Tomas, and there's no problem of Tzayis Ladina either. Says the Ritva, because he's a excellent law abiding halachic citizen. Right, poor guy, he just didn't know. He didn't know his Moshe Meiser Sheni, or didn't know the halacha that most Meiser Sheni shouldn't be used by Behemoth Tmeya. So the Ritva said, the Tosas Rid, the Ksos quoted as Tosas Rid, but it's really the Ritva. It's not in the Tosas Rid there, and it is in the Ritva. So he just, got it sort of mixed up. But anyways, that's the answer that he gives. Now that was connected to our bigger topic, which we'll summarize in just a second, namely, what is it about Einar Breshuso, which is a Chisaro? Is it Kinyan Exela? There's no Kinyan Exela there. Is it Tzayis Dina? There's no lack of Tzayis Dina there. Is it physical control over the Chayt? That you don't have.
But the Tosfos' question, which is what the Tosfos was kind of going with, is that assumption is that Tosfos over there is
that the
that,
that the
over there does own the money, and that
right,
the guy,
100%.
So why would he own the money? Like, why should he own the money if it's Mekach Tavos?
Because he's saying it isn't Mekach Tavos. It's Yachzir. If he's around, that's exactly the point. The Ritva is saying it's a real Mekach Tavos. And the Balei Tosas are assuming that it isn't a complete Mekach Tavos, even though it would be Yachzir. And therefore, so Tosas is Havamina here, and Tosas is continued assumption there. Is that the equivalent of the Nigzal then is the Mocher. And Tosas here is saying no, but it's still, since it should go back, that's the equivalent of the Nachrami. I think that's part of the Chum. I'm just raising a different question. I'm saying if the reasoning that Tosas gives to limiting the answer that they give there, because once they give that answer, then they were stuck with the next question.
Right.
Tosas here didn't give the answer, and yet Tosas asked the question.
So if you don't think it's the Mekach Tavos, then Mocher has the money. Owns the money because it was a real.
I don't know if he owns it completely again, but
at least partially. Tosas potentially owns the money.
But Tosas and Kedusha perspective, yeah.
And only if he owns the money, he's also holding the money.
Right.
So what's the problem with someone?
So you're saying in that case, there's not even an issue at all.
No steer.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. You might be 100% correct. I think that would be one way to explain it. What else could one say? You're. That's one of the two things I think that one could say. Yeah.
Maybe two things. One is that Einar Breshuso's problem practically, not legally, and two, someone said, I don't remember the details exactly, but what
I like whose shita, though.
Sorry.
Like whose shita?
And
in this case, what?
The
first thing you just said.
That Einar Breshuso did practically the problem, not.
And therefore?
And therefore, the klal of any person can't do himself, can't even shliach.
Right. So you're saying that's what we said before, which is that like we were talking about Baharshan, et cetera, which is that for shlicha to be a shliach, that's the idea too. I can't make, you can't be shliach for me if I can't do it myself. But let's say I can't do it myself for very practical reasons. But in principle, I could do it. So what happens then? So maybe that's the issue.
But Rav Gazlan can't do it for fundamental reasons.
So the Nigzal has a practical problem. The Gazlan has a fundamental problem. Okay. Good? Well, I think it's... Or, and a twist on that might be if you wanted to say something like the Baal Amor, which is, if the problem... I think these final 2 points, I think, are almost interchangeable. But one's a Shlichos point, and the other is a Rabbi Yochanan point, which is, does what the Baal Amor say? The Eino Misarev is not a problem of Eino Bishusa, right? Because he's not an obstacle if he goes along with it. So, let's say he wants to be Zocha for him. Certainly not an obstacle. But what would happen if you had the equivalent? This would be an interesting question. Would the Baal Amor work, even according to the Baal Amor? Would the Baal Amor work for the problem of Eino Shelo? Let's see, again, Gezev Lo Nisi Yoshua Baile. Zev and Zeh, Eino Chom Lakdisha. Right? And as it turns out from our Gemara, both are based on the same Pasuk. Iki Shkiyakish is based on. So we know the Baal Amor is Chiddush, which is Eino Misarev, if the other guy says, okay, you have the green light for me. So then what's the halacha? Hektish is Chal. And the Ramban disagrees. Right? And what happens if it's not the Nigzal is Makdish? Say the Gazon is Makdish. And the Nigzal says, it's fine with me. Rather than have a Dintaro with you, I'm happy that Hektish should get the money. Either way, I was going to make a donation. What's that? What do you mean, Mechila? Let's say it's not Mechila. I'm not going to stop you. Whatever. Right? So what I'm saying is, would that work with the Goslin? Let's say it's not Mechila. You don't say Mechila. I'm not going to be Mechila Chavitz to the Goslin. But I'm not going to stop you from you know, within your illegal activities. I'm not going to prevent you from being Makdish the Chavitz. The question is, does the Gazlan have the capacity to do that when the Nigzal is not interfering? That's an interesting question. That goes back to the Kinyan Exela question that we talked about. Why do we even need Exeris HaKosuv to tell you that the Gazlan cannot be Makdish the Chavitz? What does it say? Of course he can't be Makdish the Chavitz. It's not Shalom. The answer is the need for Exeris HaKosuv, like some other halachos, reflect on a very powerful idea of Kinyan Exela. Powerful enough that just removing the obstacle of the Nigzal would actually let you go through? Again, I'm just asking simply. Baal Amor case, but not for the Nigzal being Makdish, but for the Gazlan being Makdish. What would happen? So maybe, not sure, maybe that's good for the discussion between Tosis here. I think the discussion could be one of two things. Between Tosis in Tosis in Kedushin and Tosis here. Tosis here is asking the question, even the Gazlan, let the other fellow work for him. So either Tosis thinks, like what Baruch Dov was saying a second ago, which is, I think, one of the, part of the problem. How literal are we about the inability to do something on your own, being ma'akev, being b'manashli? How literal are we about that? The Maisa neither can do it. But certainly it could be Mechalek that in the case of Eino Shelo, can't do it because, you know, there's a problem. In the case of Eino Bishuso, he can't do it because there's a problem. In the case of Eino Shelo, he can't do it because it's not his. It's really a chesaron. It's one place to draw the line. Other place to draw the line is if we assume instead or in addition to that point, that we're saying is a kind of the Baal Amor's idea, which is the other guy is the problem. So it's not just there's a zachin, it's not only a question zachin with, you know, you can or can't do it. It's also a question whether or not that overcomes the problem of Zelefish and Shalom, Zelefish and Rishusa. So here the point may be to overcome the problem of Zelefish and Rishusa, That's one thing. Say the problem was that he was interfering with me, and he's not interfering anymore. My capacity, I don't need him for my capacity. My capacity is there because I'm the Bailin. But is that true in the case of Zelafi Shena Shalom? Maybe it's only true for Zelafi Shena Bershusa. Bakufa might be the argument between the two Tosas. Yeah.
In terms of the Baal Mor, maybe we could say that his response to the Malchamas, and the Malchamas wasn't just bothered by Baal Mor saying Halam Sari fixes in a Bershusa, he was bothered by the fact that he's not allowed to work when he never came to him. He never made a Kenyan.
Right.
So maybe his response would be no, the fact that he's not.
I think those are two separate points, though, the Rabban.
Right, they're two separate points, but maybe his response would be Hala Einu Misari doesn't, not only does it make him Bershuso, but that also takes care of making him a Baal. If the other guy is willing to give it to him, that'll take care of our problems with Shalom.
Well, again, I don't think it helps necessarily the problem of Chov. I mean, the Rabban there is asking questions. I just don't want to get into that right now because that's a different topic. Also, we did it last year, which is, you know, not fair to you, but, you know, that's really very much related to the problem of Bilbal HaTzad, you know, and whether or not a chov can be concrete or not. Actually, the truth is that I think we mentioned it last year, right? That the Mordechai here, in the context of Harsha, like that, like the Baal Amor, they seemed almost to ignore an aspect of Bilbal HaTzad. So I'd rather not get better into that. I think it's better to, you know, to keep the two points separate. But whether the Ramban's attack against the Baal Amor is it's all based on Kenyanim, but just because a guy's not interfering doesn't mean he doesn't have Kenyanim. Or whether it's, if the Kisaron is, you know, control, it's not enough for me to not interfere, but you have somehow, the control has to come from you, not from my cooperation with you. That, I think, is an open question in the Ramban. But although it sounds more like it's a Kenyanim problem. But I don't see the overlap to Chov without saying some few other things also along the way, which I don't want to get into now, about Milvalo and Son. So I think it's something to think about, but I wouldn't mix them. Yeah?
Can you also say maybe the distinction between the two?
Again, it's like what I said about Hashem before when I was talking to Baruch, though, which is the Bali Tosis, Tosis in both places says, I think here he says it also, doesn't it? The Bali Tosas everywhere, as far as I know, says Schias Mitam Shleichas. And as we, again, this was something we discussed last year, for sure, right. As we know, not only is it Schias Mitam Shleichas, but the, you know, hardcore Anan Sahadi, you know, type. Not even a difference in the Binui, you know, unlike the Rashi and Ran and so on. So, within Bali Tosas, you know, I think you have to prove to the contrary. Also, I think Tosis in both places says very clearly, I think Tosis here says it, right? Give discusses, okay. Where's the ayin? One second, I thought he said it here. It's certainly very explicit. It's very explicit in Kiddush, for sure.
No, exactly.
I mean, Dafka there, he holds Shlichus, and here he holds what?
So then you
wouldn't require. You're saying you should do it with less. I don't know if
anything that's the reason why it's not available to be Machalik. Because, you know, there's no grounds in Machalik based on the amount of violence, because it's not going to be working through Shlichus. Shlichus connected to violence anyway.
I mean, if you could do Zav, maybe.
I
don't know.
Like
what we
said, the
Tosas
are pretty uniform.
Yeah, I don't know any Tosas that don't think. Okay, anyways, I think this is a very, very important argument or discussion between Tosas and Kedushin and Tosas and Tosas here. And I think the whole discussion of Tosas here about Chilul is very, very, very important, as we said, till the end, where he's trying to show the process of Chilul is just totally different, maybe irrespective of context or maybe within different contexts. Secondly, the perspective of what's going on in that case in Kedushin, who's the equivalent of the Nigzal and who's the Gazal, and I think it's very important. And I think Dovi's point is correct. Let me take back one step. Once you have that, then the machlokas here and there, why Tosas here doesn't give that answer, etc. And then why Tosas there, and why Tosas here doesn't think that this second question about Tznuin, this is a good question, I think that's an important argument. And Dovi's point is very important about the Nigzal, if indeed the Nigzal is to be found in the Mocher there, so that he has everything that he needs. As Bailas of Rishas, I think that's a very important point. And then the other points are the ones that Baruch Bear was making. Don't dare. Sorry. It's not a bad mistake to me. Which is what? Okay. So. I'm not going to tell my favorite Baruch Bear story. Right, so that's very important. And then I think the comparison to Balamor is very important. And the reason they're raising the question within the Balamor, what would you do in a Masarev about... we can ask Ariel, he'll tell it to you later. You know my favorite part of Baruch Bear story? You don't know it?
The cow.
Oh. The table.
The cow on the table. See, I've said it already.
No.
Okay. Anyways, the
I never actually had one.
No, I'm sure it's not true. But right, I think that's very important. And this question of both on the shlichus side and especially on the nature of the chilukim between Inshul and Inshul Peshuso becomes very, very important. Okay. So what we're left with is that chilul might be different, and. And from various, both from a Chosha Mishra point of view, and even more important would be if it would be from an Isurim point of view. Okay. In terms of the Chisaron of Eder B'Shusa, that we pretty much discussed, whether it's Kinyan Igzela or Mikiv Eger, lack of Tzias Ladina, which is that Ritva that the Xos quotes, lack of Shlita, which is the Xos, but on a practical level, or it's a lack of Bailus because of lack of Shlita, which I wanted to say from the language of the Gemara Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Gavoa. And we saw some of the Nafkamina already. I just want to best zero in on a few other Ha'aros before we move on, on some of the cases that we discussed and some of the cases that we didn't yet. Gezel B'Shogeg is a question, as we discussed, Rav Dosa and Shnasa Shmita, Tznuin Shnasa Shmita. There the question is, A, is it Gezel B'Shogeg? Are there Kinyanim in Gezel B'Shogeg? That's one issue. The Gemara and Kedushin on the Hayamid base, according to the understanding of the Ritva, Mekachtaos, would be a comparable issue, as opposed to Tosis here and Tosis there, which we already discussed. It's interesting that the in the context of that discussion, the Ksos and Shinnun Dalid, Sif Katan Dalid, rejects the Ritva, that it's based on Tzias Ladina, Lo Tzias Ladina, and that's the reason why Mekachtos isn't the problem. It says it can't be that Eino Breshuso is a problem. Eino Breshuso is a problem of lack of Tzias Ladina. It says, after all, look at our Gemara in Samach Esam and Aleph. Right? What's the Raya that he brings?
Contrast Ganavim to regular Aniyim.
No, he brings a Raya for the case of Lokeach, remember? So he says, what if you have a case, on Samach Esam and Aleph, and you have the case of Ganav, how does it go? Ganav, Umachar, the Achakach Yeush, according to the view that it would be a good kingdom, let's say. So he says, if it was Ganav, Umachar, the Achakach Yeush, so in the hands of the Lokeach, is there a problem of Tzius Ladina? The Lokeach doesn't even know that it's a Chepes HaGazel, presumably. Right? So he had Geneva, he had Mechira, it's all with the Yish. So why do you say in such a case that the Din of Rabbi Yochanan, the Lokeach is no worse, this is the Ksos, the Lokeach is no worse than the Mocher in the case of the Gemara in Kiddush. They're both innocents. That's his raya. We see from here, that's, and yet, Rabbi Yochanan's halacha applies. We see from here that Tzius Ladina is not the fact. Okay, why is that important raya? What does he completely ignore in that case?
The relationship.
I mean, what do you mean? I'm not sure what you mean by the relationship.
Practically, I'm saying that from the Mocher and the, I guess Meister Shani, the Mocher and the Zokeach can find each other.
Okay. So, I'm not sure they can't find each other. I think it's something much more basic. What? Yeah.
Gzeil.
And what about the Gzeil in particular?
There were, in that case, there was a Gzeil, so there came out a Gzeil.
Exactly. Absolutely correct. In the case of Kiddushin, if you hold like the Ritva and you're saying it's basically Mekachtos, there's no Gzela. And there's no Kinyani Gzela. So the issue is what? B is holding on to something which is really A's, but unwittingly. It's not a Rasha, but no Kinyani Gzela. Right? It's going to be Tzayas Ladina. On the other hand, since he's oblivious, so A doesn't control his own object. And so says, that's the question, that's the ritva, that's the issue, right? What does it depend on? But the case he's bringing a raya from is a classic case of gzela. Now the classic case of gzela, they're kinyani gzela. This is no proof against the ritva. The ritva will say, in a case which is mekachtos, and in which there is also no problem, the guy who, there's only one guy there, two people. I mean, one further guy. There's the original guy, and the person who now, you know, the lokeach, and now there's the mocher. The mocher has the money in his pocket. The smoker's not a goslin, right? And he's not a lotzai sladina guy. Fine. But the lokeach isn't the guy. We don't care about the lokeach. What we care about is the goslin who gave it to the lokeach. So I think what this establishes pretty clearly, and this is a pattern I think that we see throughout the ksos completely ignored the significance of Kinyani Gzeil on this topic. I think in all the pieces. He talks about this in Rabbi Yochanan many times, in Reish Tzadi Aleph and in Reish Yud Aleph several times, and in Kuvchav Gimel, and in Shindun Dalet, as we know. I think in all cases, what I call the Rabbi Kivager perspective of Kinyani Gzeil being Kovein, which is really, I think, the Ramban perspective, which we'll get to in a second, was completely ignored by the Ksos. And the fact that he could bring this Raya, I think, is almost proof positive of it. Okay. Yeah?
I'm sorry. What would Kinyani Gzeil change about the case?
Sorry?
What would Kinyani Gzeil change about the case that would make...
The Lokeach may be oblivious and is not a person who is Eino Tzayis Medina. But what about the Goslin?
The Goslin doesn't have any Goslin.
So? But there were Kinyani Gzeil, which had impact on the Nigzal. There's a whole factor here that doesn't exist in the Kedushin case. In the Kedushin case, there are no Kinyani Gzeil, and there's no problem of Tzayis Ladina either. I mean, all the Ritva might really be saying, I don't know whether it's so important to emphasize this, that Tzayis Ladina ain't Tzayis Ladina, is that there's no Gzeil here. Right? But in the case of Tzad V'chesem and Aleph, it's a classic case of Gezel v'Nisyon Shuam Eilin. Gezel v'Lo Nisyon Shuam Eilin. Kinyani Gzeil. It's not in the hands of the Gazel, no. So what? If the Rabbi Kivager perspective is correct, which is a Kinyani Gzeil, by virtue of their competing, or they take away, that's happened already.
So the Kinyani Gzeil would still be taken away from the Baalot, even though the Gazel doesn't have it.
Well, I mean, he used whatever it is to transfer to the Lokeach. But yeah. I mean, the Kinyani Gzeil still may have an impact. They still have impact for other dedim too.
That's interesting because this would mean that there's no person competing with the Baal.
Except to the extent that he, except to the extent that the lokeach is above mikochem, in some sense. But for example, in terms of any dedim that depend on kinyan exhale, let's say shinui. Okay, let's say shinui kona requires kinyan exhale. So let's say the shinui takes place in the hands of the lokeach. The Kinyan example still. You're right. I mean, he's the Baal, a Kinyanim, is not practically involved in the case anymore. But if I think the whole point of saying the Rabbi Kivager idea would be to be saying that it's the legal, formal fact that somebody made the Kinyanim that did this. And until that hashava of that is done, there remains a lacuna in the full bialis, not because of what he's lacking, but because of what the other person took from him.
You may say that the idea of both sides, you know, apparently assumes that the issue of inu b'shu so is an akinyan issue. Because what would both connection be between both sides, you know,
I didn't follow the last point, so one more time.
Who
are you trying to explain now? The ritzma?
The
ksos. The ksos, okay.
So the phrase both sides, you know, what theoretically would the problem be in terms of causing the inu b'shu so? The lack of action, the lack of control.
Well, he's contrasting with lack of control of Xos. Xos is saying, if the guy doesn't control it because he doesn't control it, that's one thing. That's true in the case of Kedusha. That's true in the case of the innocent Lokeach. Either way, he's not calling the shots. If he's not controlling the destiny of the object, then he can't do it. But if it's a question of the other guy being, a Moreid Bevesni or a Moreid Behalacha, that's not that can't the case in either of these cases.
So you have to fit the phrase let's say Tina with the phrase inu b'shuso, and which would
inu b'shuso means that some other person is intentionally and knowingly defying his bias.
Right. So that there's nothing fundamentally about that definition inu b'shuso that would lead a person to assume that it has anything to do with commanding zilah.
Well, I'm not arguing. I'm just saying. Well, I'm not arguing that the Ksos is right or wrong. I'm just saying that the Ksos's raya overlooks a very big chiluk between those two cases. One which Rabbi Kiveger, at least, is what Eidem Rishus is about. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. We'd be speculating. I don't know. I mean, if we could find some miraculously then. If Rabbi Kiveger talks about that ritva, that would be great to know.
You're just saying the passage of the ritva sounds like there's nothing new with him.
Could be. Yeah.
You're saying that the Lokiyah kind of acquires the Inyan.
I'm not saying that he acquires them. What I'm saying is that they're still out there and impactful. And either way, they already did the job. And until you overturn them, just like the Ramban would say, the Edom Asarev doesn't make a difference. Right, if there are kinyanic zela, and that's what's koveya, because you didn't undo the kinyanic disc, because all of a sudden you don't care what he does with it. That's the whole. What I'm saying is that the whole orientation of Eidem Breshuso, the chisaron of Eidem Breshuso, is different. If you see it in terms of kinyanic zela, what you're saying is objectively, right? There's now competing violas, or there have been competing kinyanic. Now, in theory, one could still say, well, therefore, you can't. It's a problem of you competing with the guy who has those kinyanim. But in a sense, he tricked. That's what he tried to do. Marshal Ma Davardona, according to the Tosas Rid, I'm just giving this as an example. I don't mean that it's limited to Tosas Rid. Tosas Rid on Kofi Bey said that the kinyanim Zela are what's responsible for his being able to be Makdish or Mocher, if he's able to do so. Right? In that sense, the kinyanim Zela are not gone. Or like the example that I gave before, which is Shina Kona works off of the Kinyan Exela. That's still going to be true as we move forward. It's not that if the Gazlan doesn't exercise the Kinyan Exela for himself, they didn't happen. They happened. Right? So I think what Rabbi Kiveger might say, maybe I'm putting too much on Rabbi Kiveger, but the perspective of Kinyan Exela would say is that the reality of Kinyan Exela Fishina Vershusa, the Lemais al Pi Halacha, not Lemais. Apidin, Kinyanik Zela, took them from your rishus. Not because practically you can't control it. Because legally they were Kinyanik Zela, which continued to impact. They happened. And then they also continued to have nafkamina. Even if they didn't continue to have nafkamina, it might be enough that they already happened.
Do you need to say that the Lokeach also went to tell us in order to eliminate any Kinyanik there being Kinyanik by Lokeach?
In which case? The Kedushin case? Well, I'm saying the Kiddush of the Ritva was, that's not Gzela Batos, that's Mekach Tos. He was saying it just doesn't, it's not called Gzela, it was all done willingly, it was a big mistake. I think Rabbi Kiveger could say about that case what the Ritva said, but maybe Tzvi's right, maybe with a different formulation, maybe when he wouldn't emphasize Tzayiz Dina, he would just say that it's not Gzela, it's not Gzela, just like we said with Rabdosa, right, for the Rambam. about Tznuin, B'shnas HaShvita. Except there, it's a little trickier. There, there's Gzela B'shogeg. Here, there's not a Gzela B'shogeg, because how's a Gzela B'shogeg? It's not like somebody came and took my property. I didn't know about it. He didn't think it was illegal. That's Gzela B'shogeg. In the case of Kedushin, you know, we had a press conference, right? I gave him the Maos Maaseh Sheni, gave me the Behemah Tameya. Everybody cheered, right? I just didn't realize you're not allowed to do that transaction. So it's hard to say that's Gzela. That's why Tosis's point is quite a chiddush. That Tosis says it's Gzela. Okay. So the Ksosis Raya, I think, is very, very important. Having said that, let's just note something else. When the Balamor Rabban, we're going to finish in a minute, and then we'll just finish this tomorrow, I guess, and we'll start our show tomorrow. What time do we say tomorrow again? It was 11? 11:30. Again, if we're vagabonds, we'll figure it out. Don't worry about it. The Balamor Rabban case of Eda Masari. So the Balamor, I'm sorry, the Ksos, in Simon Reishit Aleph, Sif Kotan Gimel, is more drawn to Shitas Balamor than to Shitas Rabban. I think Balamor is right. Which I think is also Lashitasa. He's not working with Kinetic Zayla. But more than that, he brings a Raya. I'm not sure if I gave you this one to look at. What did I give you? Rashi Yud Aleph Aleph? Or the one about the Shoshoma I gave you? Yeah, okay. That's a more important one. But the Balamor asks against the Ramban several questions. Kofar Pikadon. He says, and he asks from Shnai Moksa Metalis. He says, what happened in the case of Shnai Moksa Metalis? And then one guy has they're both holding on, and the guy says, you know what, you're right, I admit it. So the guy wouldn't be able to keep that wouldn't work, or they could be Makdash the Chayfetz in that case. The whole Sugya Besusan Bamitziya, right? Starts off, I mentioned this when we talked about it, right? The Zayin of Manalev part is the part that's most germane, but the background is Vav Manalev, right? The Gemara says, if you all talk for Kohen Eman Tzim Biyado, then what about Makdish Beli Taka? Without Tvis. The Gemara's Mistap. All sorts of days of the Rishonim, what's the nature of that suffering? It's compared to Shnai Moksa Metalis or not, right? What? Yeah. So that's how Tosis understands the whole connection. And the Chokas Rishonim, different ways under the basis. Chidush Shara connects it to Shnai Moksa Metalis. So the Ksos says, since from all, he tries to bring rise from all those sugyas for the Balamor against the Ramban. Ramban doesn't agree that Shnai Moksa Metalis, and one guy, another guy gives in, that it would work. Or the Susa case, to the extent that the Balamor, that the Ksos, sorry, ends up saying that the Suffolk of the Gemara and Vav Amud Aleph and Vav Amud Tzia is whether we hold like Rabbi Yochanan, or according to the Ramban, is whether we hold like Rabbi Yochanan or the Tznuin. It's remarkable. That's a Suffolk of the Gemara in Hikdish Bifaneinu. Wow, that's what the Ksos says for the Ramban. But again, he's assuming that even in the regular case of Shnai Moksa Metalis is comparable to Gezer Vlod Nisi Hosho Vailam Zeh Zeh Yisho Lohim Bechol Vlak Disha. Right? Again, he's assuming that there are Kinyanim Zeh. Again, this might be an extension of Rabbi Kivega's question, but it's particularly pointed because the Ksos is so adamant. So I'm going to read the line, Rishon Aleph Gimel. And he says, "Ulefiza." Another example. Who did pikadon? What about kofar pikadon? Kofar pikadon. So you're gazel. Then 10 minutes later, you have charata. You admit it. Can a guy be makdish the chayfetz? A good case? Is it comparable to the regular guest of the Lonesi Yashua Bailey? So says, sure, why not? Kofar Pikadon is a Goslin, and a Goslin Rishus is a Goslin. Right? So that's what he said. He just says never pasha. Lefiza who adin pikadon the kafre. Afagav de lo asal yada b'taras gzeila. I mean, there's no ma'isa gzeila. Basa de kafre. Havle kofer pikadon avagazlin. Mamish. Afila ach kachrot zel hachser havle gzeila. Ve'yochal akdisho olaknoso. According to the Ramban. Now, if the Ramban is really operating with kinyan gzeila, it's absolutely not true. Because as we pointed out, when we talked about the Gemara later on Kuf Vav, and particularly Diuk of the Rambam in Per Gimel, first semester, that Kofar Pikadon has Chiyuve Gzela. Remember the Rav Sheshes went out of his way to say Chai Bonson, and the Rambam also went out of his way to quote exact words of Rav Sheshes. We pointed out the difference in that respect, even Shalichas Yad is even a little higher level. Certainly, there are Kinyan Gzela and Kofar Pikadon. The Chavetz has never been touched. But the Ksos thinks, in terms of Tzayas Dina, Lo Tzayas Dina, or in terms of Shlita, they're the same as regular Gay Gzela. And then he says, in Parakamet of Amitziah, Boilah, Hikdisha Shabalot Takva, Miyam Rini Kivit Amarim Yosef Gorkim Sosel Hedi Kamanda Takva, Dilma Hashtabia like Takva. He says, then he quotes Tosas. Bashman is really Tosas. The Xelanami, Kihai, the Hossam, Shnai Moksa Metalis, Zelmer Kula, Zelmer Kula, Kiyoda Lebesov, Hadar, Havalai, come up, Pikadon. So it sounds like Tosas thinks if you had Shnai Moksa Metalis, and then one guy said, you know what? I admit it. So it becomes a Pikadon. But he says that's not true for the Ramban. The Das or Ramban, the Sri Lay, Nafi the Rotsal Haks, or Kivit the Kvar Gzelam, Tachas Yado, any Yachal. Sulakdish or near the farish, that had to be boile big tisha. But the top for hachemi boile miyabrinan. Then he goes on to explain the suffix in the Gemara is whether the whole like Rabbi Yochanan or it's doing. Wow. To remember that when you give bechinas on bapetzia. Now that would be a fair question. It's way too esoteric. But according to the Ksos's reading of the Gemara and Tukva Kohen, the suffix of the Gemara according to the Ramban in Bava Kama, Lamed Vav, would have to be whether or not we hold like Tznuin or we hold like Rabbi Yochanan. That's how when the Gemara says, my Avalad Mesusa, so what the Gemara is saying is, we hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Wow. That's what the Gemara is about. The Kiddush Aran in that Gemara says the whole Machlokas is about Shnai Mochsa Batalis. Famous Kiddush Aran, maybe one of the most famous, maybe the most famous, beginning of Bava Tzia. So the real suffix of the Gemara there is whether Shnai Mokso Batalis is a Tvisa Vadaris or a Tvisa Suffolk. According to the Ksos, the suffix of the Gemara is about whether you hold like a Melchanan or not. But all this because the Ksos totally gives no significance whatsoever to the physical Gzela. It's control, or it's Tzayis Dina, but it's not Kinyan Gzela at all. Yeah.
Why is it obvious in the case of Shnai Moksa you wouldn't have any?
There are no Kinyan Gzeila. Well, I mean, does it comply with the Mishnah and Bava Kama and Tesa Medal? I mean, it might or might not.
Or even Mishus or even Mishus Lakef if he did Akbah.
It might or it might not. So are you willing to go on record as saying that it depends on each case?
I mean, the Gemara later on says that in Bava Metzia it talks about how each maybe the
maybe in some cases. All I'm saying is that the Ksos certainly is not operating with that assumption. I mean, the Ksos is not making any
comment. No, I think the opposite. I think he's saying, you know, he might, in this case at least, I don't think is necessarily good. Is necessarily
well,
good.
I mean,
so to say, in this case, there should be Kinyan Gzeila, even if
all I'm saying is, the Ksos makes no such chiluk. The Ksos compares it to Kofar Pikadon.
Right.
The Ksos compares it to...
Right.
It's all the
but
same.
Saying it
depends on the case. It might depend on the case. But the Pashtas, there can be plenty of cases of Shnai Moksin where you don't have Kinyonim that comply with the mission of Bava Kama and Avayin Tesu. It would be a huge Kiddush to say they all do. That's all I'm saying. If you wanted to go for that huge Kiddush, and I admire your audacity, or your that's audacity is not a good word.
Boldness.
But I you know, I wouldn't want to put my money on that one. Okay. Anyways, but again, from the Excelsis point of view, I think it's fine. I think it all works out. I'm not criticizing it. Chas v'shalom, I wouldn't anyway. But, you know, Excelsis, I think Excelsis is perfectly consistent. Without saying so, this is the underlying mentality of the Excelsis throughout. Okay. In the Shittim Kibetzis and Rishonim there, I gotta have to stop, I see. Let me just make 2 points quickly, and then we'll finish everything up of this tomorrow. But just to mention very quick about the Gemara there in Bamitzia, the Maria Buav in Shittim Kibetzis, page 52, column 2, says the Gemara Safek is something else. It's also fascinating. The Gemara Safek is, does Rabbi Yochanan's halacha apply when there's Tvisa B'miktsas? Not whether we pass like Rabbi Yochanan or not. That's the way they're also reading the Ramban. But whether or not Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, is there a problem of Eino Bershuso if you're Tofes B'miktsas? That's an interesting question. That's truly an interesting question. You're not Tofes B'kulo, you're Tofes B'miktsas. So the maskana is, well, if you're tofes b'miktsas, then on the other miktsas, that you're not tofes, it's eino b'rishuso. And the havamina was, maybe not. Maybe it's only if you're not tofes at all that it's eino b'rishuso. So when that's a shneimosen question, namely, you know, like Tosa says in the beginning of Abbatzia, and again, that's where the Ran reads the Safik in the Gemara, whether or not each person is kilu only holding what he's holding. Or they're both holding it together, or neither is holding it because of the other one. I mean, all those different permutations of what's going on in Shnayim Oksin, maybe that's exactly what the Havamina was. The Havamina is that if you're holding something with Miktas, you're really holding something with Kulon, it's not Eino Bershuso. But so maybe that question, but it also sounds like it's a control question. Namely, if you're not in control at all, it's one thing. If you're in partial control, that could be enough. Again, had it been an issue of, Tzayis, Ein Tzayis, Kinyanim, if there really were Kinyanim, according to Noah's suggestion, that they're always Kinyanim, then it's very hard to say such a Havamina. Right? As a Shlita issue, I think it's more reasonable. The Rabach seems to have two tracks in the Maskana Sagamara there. The Gemara said, if you recall, that in Karka depends on the Tzotzim and Eyanim, and in Metalton it depends on Rabbi Yochanan. So normally we don't say that those are two different Dinim, but the Rabach has a formulation, also there, 52 column 2, in Shittim Kibetzis, that when it comes to Karka, everything seems to depend on Tzayis Medina, Yotze B'dayanim. And in Metaltlan, maybe it depends on Kinyanik Zela. That would be an interesting issue. Okay, we'll finish up with Aveda, and look at the Ksos on Reis Tzadi Aleph also, if you get a chance. Otherwise, we'll just finish up, and then we'll move on tomorrow. Again, at 11:30. Okay. And we'll try to figure out tomorrow the... the times. Ariel, you'll find out for me. Ariel? You'll find out for me in the middle of the time. Either way.